And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast, across CBS Sports Radio. Let's chat a little football and wine right now, and we'll do so with a former Pro Bowl quarterback, did play for the Patriots, the Bills, and the Cowboys, and that, of course, is Drew Bledsoe. Drew, appreciate the time. How you been?
Oh, man, life's good, man. Life is good. We're excited to see some football back on. You know, it's kind of nice to see, and really nice, honestly, to see some fans in the stands again, man. It's exciting to see.
Yeah, it was a pretty cool scene last night in Foxborough because for two decades, everyone knew Brady was the quarterback there. I know they had Cam last year. To see Mac get in, on the third series of the game, it was pretty neat.
Yeah, man, and he looked pretty comfortable, you know? I mean, I still have a pretty vivid memory of what my first preseason game felt like, and man, it's kind of crazy stuff, you know, being out there and all of a sudden your dream has come true. You're finally playing in the NFL, but I do remember it seemed like things moved pretty fast in that first game. We were out in San Diego. I think I ended up throwing a touchdown or something, so that made it feel better. But man, it was crazy that first time doing it, and he looked awfully comfortable. Man, I was impressed.
When you transition from college to the NFL, how long does it take you to get comfortable as a starting quarterback?
You know, I mean, my second year, I started to feel like, you know, things were starting to click a little bit. You know, that first season, I was in there right away, and our first game was at Buffalo when the Bills were the Bills. You know, they had gone to four straight Super Bowls, and I just remember being on the field and that before that first regular season game. And I'm out there playing catch, and here comes Bruce Smith walking down the tunnel. And I'm looking at Bruce Smith, and I'm like, man, I'm in the wrong place. I do not belong here with that man. He's just, you know, he's bigger than I was, and obviously way faster, and he just looked mean. And then Jim Kelly, who was one of my heroes, runs by and pats me on the butt and says, good luck, Rook. And, it was crazy times, man. But a second year started to slow down a little bit, I felt like.
Drew Bledsoe here with us on the Zach Gelb Show. Drew, should Mac Jones be starting week one?
Oh man, I think they got to let Cam go a little bit, you know. And I would personally really like to see Cam get a full year. You know, last year, I mean, the cupboard was kind of empty up there, and I think everybody recognizes that now. There wasn't a lot in terms of weapons for him. They went and got some weapons, and you know, I think it'd be great to see Cam get back out there and you know, show why he was an NFL MVP. And you know, it also pretty good for Mac to watch it for a year. And then be ready to rock going forward. But I'd love to see Cam get a chance to get out there and get after it and show what he can really do.
Yeah, it's interesting because I'm at a point, and I used to love Cam Newton, and I was fine with them bringing him in last year. I expected him to be back this year, but I think we know what he is now. As a quarterback, based off the last three seasons, there's been inaccuracies throwing the football, or he's either been hurt. So since he's not the answer long term, I would just start the future now. I just think they're delaying the inevitable. No.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see, man. I mean, they'll last year, I think, you know, and talking to people back there, I mean, last year was such a washout for everybody. And I'm not sure that, you know, like everybody in the league, I'm not sure that anybody thought we were actually even going to finish a season. You know, and so I don't think it was an accurate representation of what the Patriots can be. You know, and I certainly don't think it was an accurate representation of what Cam can be. But you know, if they can run the ball, play action, and then let him use his physical tools, you know, running the ball in a more limited fashion than they did last year, I think he can still be really effective. But you know, this year though, there's no bones about it. They're back to trying to win, right? They want to get after it. You know, last year, you know, it was just a crazy year, and I think this year they expect to be back on top again. So they'll play the best guy. If Mac gives them the best chance to win, then that's who will play.
Do you have confidence in both quarterbacks that in year one for Mac, or now I guess in year two for Cam, if you want to consider it that either quarterback could take this team to the playoffs this year?
Oh, I certainly do. I certainly do. You know, like I say, you know, accuracy as a quarterback, that, you know, where you throw the ball is part of that equation. But the other part of that equation is knowing where your guys are going to be and having the reps with particular guys. So, you know, you can be accurate because, you know, if you're throwing the ball, you know, you can be really accurate to a spot. But if you throw it to a spot and you don't know for sure where the guy's going to be, that gets really hard. So, you know, I think that it'll be interesting to see how that plays out going into this year.
Drew Bledsoe here with us on the Zach Gelb Show. You know New England. You obviously know the coach pretty damn well. What advice would you give to Mac Jones?
Oh, man, you're going to have thick skin. You're going to have to be patient. You know, you're just going to have to put in the work. And it sounds like he's doing that. You know, it sounds like he's really putting in the work to, you know, to learn the system and really, you know, get good command of the huddle and good command of the offense. But you also have to just, you have to understand going in that there are going to be bumps in the road. You know, you're going to have to, you have to be resilient. You know, that's one of the strongest characteristics you have to have as a quarterback is you got to be able to maintain your confidence, even when things are maybe not going perfect around you. So, you know, he's just going to have to understand that it's not going to be smooth. He won a lot of games in college, you know, and, you know, it's not going to be as smooth for him on this ride. You know, even if it goes, you know, better than anybody else has ever had, it's still going to be some bumps in the road.
You know, it's challenging, obviously, playing for Belichick. Does it make it a little bit easier, though, when you got the college version of Belichick in Nick Saban that Mac played for at Alabama?
I'm sure it seems pretty familiar.
Right?
You know, those guys go back so long. Yeah, I'm sure that it was not a big, big change in terms of their personality and how they approach things. For Matt getting in there with Belichick, he was probably fairly used to the same kind of demeanor.
What advice would you give to Cam? Because you were the man for such a long time. Then you had to, you know, go through the injury. And then obviously you lost your starting job. Then you're in Buffalo. Then you're with Dallas. You know, Cam is going through that right now where he was the MVP, was in a Super Bowl, been in New England now. What's going to be his second year? And a lot of people are doubting him. What would you say to Cam if you could talk to him?
You know, I think it seems to me, at least from the outside, and I'm not in the building, I don't, you know, but it seems to me from the outside that he doesn't really need much advice. He seems to be handling everything, you know, as well as he possibly can. Everything that I've seen, he's being very supportive of Mac and trying to help him and teach him. He's being a good teammate. I know they really, really like him in the organization. You know, and if you do all those things, you handle yourself the right way. You know, number one, you know, you're going to be remembered well. And number two, you know, it's going to make sure that you have other opportunities, you know, if it's not New England, you know. But if you go in and all of a sudden you start causing problems, then nobody wants to touch you. So, but it seems like he's doing everything both publicly and within the organization, you know, just as well as he possibly could.
Well, he seems like a great teammate. Everyone loves him that you talk to. And we all know that he's very confident, which you need to have the confidence as a quarterback. When you left New England, when did doubt start to creep in at all? Because you played well in Buffalo.
You know, it's another thing you have to have. It's like I was saying earlier. I don't think I ever had any doubt. You know, I right up until, you know, the last play that I played. You know, I just you know, I always played with confidence. I don't think there was ever any doubt on my side. You know, but I did finally get to a point where it was time to go do something else, which, you know, that's when we started the winery. And that's why I need to talk to Tommy. And hey, Tom, dude, you need to find a hobby, bud. You know, you can't do this until you're 60. But he looks like he's going strong. He may play till he's 50. Who knows, man? No, I never lost confidence. Was always ready to rock and roll.
When you were in Dallas, you got a good Jerry Jones story for us?
You know, I actually loved Jerry and still do to this day, you know, and the thing that I like most about him is that, you know, what you see publicly is who he is, and he makes no apologies for it. He likes to be the center of attention. You know, he likes to make a splash, and he was honest. You know, he would tell you how he saw the world, you know, right, wrong, or indifferent. You never had to guess where Jerry stood on anything. I always really, really enjoyed the time I got to be around Jerry.
Wrapping up with Drew Bledsoe, we'll talk about Double Back Wine in just a moment. When we get back to the AFC East, it looks like this is going to be Buffalo's division, right? You would agree with that? You don't look at New England, Miami as really having a great shot to win this division.
You know, Buffalo looks really, really solid. You know, they've got all the pieces in place. You know, they've got what looks to be one of the top quarterbacks in the league now going forward in Josh Allen, well-coached, well-run organization. So they got to be the favorites. But at the same time, you know, the Patriots are not going to stay down for long. I think we would all recognize that. And the Dolphins were showing some signs of life. So it will be competitive. But, yeah, Buffalo certainly has to be the favorite. I will say this, after playing in Buffalo – for 3 years, man, those fans deserve a championship. They are truly great fans that have stood by their team through thick and thin, and you know, for and you know, four straight Super Bowls. They didn't win, but their fans stood behind them. So those fans deserve a championship. I think it'd be really, really cool to see Buffalo finally get one.
And from one year, they're cursing you out as the quarterback of the Patriots, the fans. The next year, then, and you know, playing there, if you're on the Bills, they absolutely love you through thick and thin. Was that an odd transition going from New England to Buffalo?
You know, it was kind of funny because some of the guys in the building, it took them a while to get over, like, really hating me. You know, like some of the equipment guys would walk in and they would like wouldn't make eye contact with me. You know, like they just really, really didn't like me for a little while. But I finally won them over. But man, there was some serious animosity that was kind of hard for people to overcome. You know, inside the building for a little while. But by the time I left, we were all buddies and everything was good. But it was really hard for them, I think, to overcome that early on.
The Chiefs are king in the AFC. When we look at the rest of the AFC, you got Buffalo, you got Cleveland, you got the Ravens. Are the Bills the second best team in the AFC, Drew Bledsoe?
Oh, man, it's so hard to say going into the season, and I'm so bad at picking this kind of stuff that I would hate to jinx the Bills and label them as number two because I would probably jinx them for the entire season, man.
Then the Bills fans would go back to hating you. I'll tell you that then.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I don't want to jinx them. My dark horse, though, I think the Chargers might have something to say about it this year. You know, I love Justin Herbert, love his game, and it looks like they've got a good squad around him. They were pretty darn close last year. They lost so many games late. You know, I wouldn't be surprised to see the Chargers jump into the picture this year pretty quick.
It's really insane what Herbert did as a rookie. You know, what would you say to him now going to year number two? Because everyone is expecting him now to not only replicate what he did last year, but take it that next step.
Oh, man, it's, you know, the past is in the past. And, you know, all you can do is learn from it now going forward. And you got to. You know, I mean, look, if you're playing any professional sport, you're either getting better or you're getting worse. And if you think that last year has any bearing on this year, then you're crazy. But he seems like he's got his head screwed on straight and is continuing to work at his craft. And, you know, I really like what he's got going on. I'd love to see him rise up and continue his progression. My biggest concern for Justin Herbert, though, honestly, man, is you got to protect yourself a little bit. You know, I mean, he's a big, strong kid, but you know, it's okay to get out of bounds. It's okay to slide. You don't need to go take on guys with your pads because we all know and I learned it the hard way. The best ability is availability, and the next thing you get hurt. Next thing you know, maybe your seat's not so warm anymore. So I just hope he takes good care of himself.
Yeah, I want to bring up Dak Prescott, too, because we all saw the unfortunate injury last year, and now he's dealing with the shoulder injury. I guess he's getting an MRI. The Cowboys say, don't worry, he gets an MRI. I'm going to worry when you see that. But they were showing Hard Knocks last week, how he's still trying to take every rep. Is that tough when you're the alpha dog, you're trying to come back from injuries, and the coach are saying, you got to slow down a little bit?
Yeah, that is hard. I mean, I always wanted every rep. You know, I would take every rep unless I was told otherwise. You know, and it's just, first of all, it's just fun. I mean, playing quarterback, you know, you're dropping back, throwing the ball around. That's why you're there to do that. You're not there to watch somebody else play. But particularly coming back off of an injury, you want those extra reps. But if it is to the point where, you know, there's diminishing returns and you need the rest, you know, then that's something that you have to lean on your training staff for. But man, I always wanted every rep I could get, whether it was, I'd even go through a scout team, you know, when I was playing just to go out and chuck the ball around.
I know you said that you want to see Cam get an opportunity to start this year from week one. If it is Mac Jones, how would you react to that?
Oh, that'd be great. I mean, you know, like I said, they're going to play the guy that they feel like gives them the best chance to win. And if it's Mac, it's because he's demonstrated in practice and in the preseason that he's ready to be that guy, and he gives him the best chance at it. I'd be happy for him. If that were the case, but you know, if that's the case, you know, it's because he won the job. You know, it's not because they're trying to force him in there because he was, a high first round draft pick. They're putting him out there because they feel like he gives them the best chance.
Tell me all the latest with Double Back Wine and what you guys got cooking.
Oh man, we are just now bottling our 2019 vintage, which, you know, there's certain privileges as the owner of the winery that you get. And one of those, I get to bring the wines home before they've actually been bottled. And so, you know, get some samples. And I'll tell you what, our 19 vintage, it might be our very best one yet. It's and that's going into bottles as we speak right now. So pretty fired up about that. It won't be out until February, but it's looking like another great vintage. And it's also cool because 2019 was the first year that we actually had our own farming company. So now we control everything from the dirt all the way through the glass, total control of all of it. And I think it's going to only just continue to pay dividends in terms of the quality that we have.
Have you let your brain, by the way, wander what it's going to be like to watch week four this year when Brady makes his return to Foxborough going up against Belichick?
That's going to be a very heavily viewed football game. That's for
sure. I think that's safe to say.
Everybody's going to be watching that thing. I know that he'll get a very, very warm welcome in that stadium. And, you know, he's just so adored in that area, even though he did what old people from New England do and, you know, retired down to Florida. He's so adored there. I know he'll get a nice warm welcome, but then once that ball is in the air and they're kicked it off, that'll be a heck of a football game to watch. I think it'll be a great one.
Who retires first, Bill or Brady?
That's a great question, man. I don't know the answer to that. You would say historically that it would be Tommy just because, you know, there's a finite end to just the physical tools where, you know, Belichick can coach until he dies if he wants to. But Tommy has gone on to disprove some of that and by just taking such great care of himself. And so I don't know the answer to that. I really, truly don't. I don't know if Bill has ever put any sort of timeline on it. I think Tommy said 45 at one point, but, you know, if he's still winning and having fun, staying healthy, he may just keep going.
Drew, always great to catch up with you. Hope you and the family are well. We appreciate you doing this.
Right on, man. Good to talk to you, as always.